Dubai Eye
103.8. Now, where do you start with our next guest? Somebody who is synonymous with some of the biggest hits well known to mankind. The lead singer of one of the most popular English music groups in the late 90s, then went on to have a hugely successful solo career. And when I was thinking about this segment a little earlier on and going through some of the extraordinary songs that she's associated with, you just realise that she is a hit machine, one after another after another. They are iconic lines.
From the devil's cut, you broke my heart. There's no way back. Move right out of here, baby. Go and pack your bags. Just who do you think you are?
Now, as we build to the chorus there, I can guarantee there are hundreds of people here in the UAE singing along in their cars at the moment. But you know what? We can do one better because we have the original voice here in studio. The one, the only, Heather Small is with us here. Heather, thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon, Tom. Absolute pleasure.
It's so nice to have you back here in Dubai. Look, you are no stranger to this part of the world.
No.
What brings you back this time?
Well, I made a friend here, Jani, from Healing Lives, and I just came to hang out with Jani and also to talk about my foundation. You know, she's a veteran of this charity and foundation kind of endeavour. So some tips and any help.
We're going to get onto those in just a few moments' time because, you know, you're an individual that doesn't like to rest on your laurels. You don't like to sit or stand still. You're
That's
always
right.
on the go. You're always doing something. Let's start with the music if we can. I mean, with so many great hits to your name, with so many iconic lines, with so many iconic songs, are you still recording? Is there new material in the pipeline?
You see, funny that you should say that, Tom. I am dun, 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 dun. I am currently writing and recording with Elliot Kennedy, so that's going so well, and just recording where I am now. So it's quite a mature sound, still big, but yeah, very, very mature. I'm enjoying myself immensely, absolutely. And I've been doing a lot of live work.
Yeah.
So that's always uppermost in my mind when I'm doing the writing. How will this translate live? So it's quite a vibrant, big sound.
For somebody who has performed around the world, such as yourself as well, do you miss the live gigs? I mean, you mentioned there that you're always doing live gigs. You're always doing that sort of stadium experience, that stage experience. Is that something you miss or not?
I didn't do it for a while.
Yeah.
And I did miss it. I stopped doing it because I started to get nervous. And that doesn't work at all. But my persona live, it's what I do. Mm. And the first time I ever sung with a live band with real musicians, I felt I was at home.
Yeah.
So just last week I was at the O2 with Kool and the Gang, Brand New Heavies, Level 42. I had the most amazing time. If you really want to see me in my element, it's live.
Yeah.
I get on the stage, Tom, I am a woman in control.
Quite right too, as well. But it's interesting as well because when you read articles and interviews you've done in the past, you see interviews you've done on some of the biggest TV shows around the world, and you quite often reference the fact that, you know, you're not the most outgoing of individual. If you had to admit, you had a period of being quite shy. Is that right?
Yeah, I was very shy when I was young, very shy. But my love for singing overtook the shyness. And if I say to my son now, I used to be shy, son. Oh, he laughs from his toes up. Because, you know, in my 50s now, the last thing I am now is shy. But you live and you learn. And I think sometimes what it is with shyness is you don't trust people with your thoughts. So sometimes people think that you're not thinking, but you're in the quiet and thinking about what's happening. But discussing how you feel sometimes is quite hard.
Mm.
And you have to have the confidence and the courage of your own convictions. And you learn that as with time and experience and how to convey those thoughts.
Does it shock people that, to a lot of people, assume that performers, be they singers, songwriters, actors, anybody who's in the public limelight is going to be outgoing, agrarious,
extrovert. I think it is a bit of a myth,
yeah,
because I heard that Prince, when he recorded facing the wall in the corner, facing the wall so nobody could see him. And because when you do perform, and especially when you're working out a new song, you're bearing your soul.
Yeah.
Especially if it's something that you co-wrote,
yeah,
you're absolutely bearing your soul. And for those initial first few times round, you have to do that in a more quiet sense to get out a big performance. By the time you get on stage, you know the song inside out, and you know that's, you know, you write, you record, and you go and play live.
Yeah.
That's the cycle. So by the time you go to play live, you're ready for that. But it's a difficult thing. And you get on stage, and you know that you have to entertain people. But it's instinctive for me.
Mm.
I get the mic, there's an audience, that something jumps out, you know? And I quite enjoy it, Tom.
Buzz, that's it.
A total, because I don't drink, I don't smoke or anything like that. So for me, getting on stage, it's a total high. It's an adrenaline kick.
Yeah. And long may that continue. I want to ask you, if I may, as well, because you mentioned about, you know, the heady days of the 90s, the 2000 when Proud came out as well. You know, these are all times when, yeah, we were sort of finding our feet, but social media wasn't really a thing for us back then as well.
You know, it wasn't a thing full stop.
It wasn't a thing.
No.
It just wasn't there. Not
at all. And, you know, to get yourself known, you went around the stations to join a band. I answered an ad in the now defunct Melody Maker, and you know, singer required, and that's what you did. You went through the back pages of the music papers. They wanted a drummer, they wanted a singer, they wanted a bass player. You went along, you auditioned. I mean, now you can do your audition online. You know, I could be in Dubai, somebody could be in London, and they could audition me. It is a whole new world.
There we go. Look at that. We've got a live performance as well. Bottle that. Keep it. What sort of advice do you give to young performers trying to get going at the moment? Because I mentioned that social media thing. That must be a huge pressure on people trying to get ahead in the business now.
The thing is, you see, now you go to a record company or somebody and they want to look at your social media. They want to see how many followers you already have. And I mean, this is very, very difficult. You know, because before you just went out there, you played live and you learnt your craft. You know, it's quite easy to get it right and do take after take if you're in a controlled environment. The real test is going out there and having to do an hour and a half live. And still, whatever you do, you can be a band that just works in the studio. At some stage, you go out there and you play live.
Mm.
And that really is the wheat from the chaff. And I still think, doesn't matter, if you're into music and you love music, find somewhere where you can play live. Learn your craft so that you can enjoy your craft. It's not just about having followers. It's not just about making lots of money. And it's quite difficult now to make money in music. And I find that hard to stomach, in the sense that people's creativity now, nobody wants to pay for music. And that's really, really difficult, because how do music makers then become full-time music makers? I'm not saying that they should, you know, all live in mansions, but to be able to do it 24/7 and be paid for it, and be able to continue your creative endeavor, that's a good thing. That I can never condone anything that would take away the bread out the mouths of musicians or any other creative person.
It also sort of gives you one thing that strikes me about you and your career is we're going to talk about your role as an ambassador with Homelessness Worldwide in a few moments' time and other great causes that you're involved with. But seemingly you've been involved with great causes pretty much from the offset and the outset of your career. I mean, I remember personally your particular role in the Children in Need hit, the Lou Reed cover of Perfect Day as well. That was 1997. You know, you were, and I was looking at the list earlier on today, Elton John, David Bowie. I mean, the who's who of the industry there.
I know, a complete Bible of the best.
That's just extraordinary.
Completely extraordinary. And it works so very well. I'd taken some time off. I'd had my baby in the March. And it was the first thing I'd done after having my son. So I was at home for a while. I was so looking forward to singing. So I learnt the song from top to bottom.
Yeah.
And they said, "Are you ready, Miss Small?" And I said, "I'm ready." And I just sung it from top to bottom. There was silence in the control room. And I went, is that okay? And they went, okay. And it was just plastered to their seats. I was just so happy to get singing. And I found that after my baby, I had this, there was something else. Yeah. You know, there's something in motherhood, whether you know, where you go through it yourself or you're adopting, that makes you feel mighty. Mm. And I thought, here I am looking after this child and I'm up to the task. So anything else is very, very secondary. So like, yeah, I can sing that song from top to bottom. Are you ready?
Did the whole thing.
Yes. Yes. So it was, and the way they put the producing, the way they put those voices together, and Tom Jones did a note, and then I came in after, and I just thought, they've got it so right, and people have enjoyed it, and of course it was for a good cause, so a win-win situation.
All for a great cause. And talking of those great causes, we're going to talk to Heather about the causes that she's giving so much time to and attention to at the moment in just a few moments' time. Keep your thoughts coming in. Lots of lovely text messages coming in from listeners out there as we speak to the voice behind M People, the one, the only Heather Small, who's been associated with so many smash hits down the years. And of course, whilst we go to the break, there's only one way to go there. A little reminder of that iconic tune from 1997.
You're going to reap just what you sow, yeah. Oh, you're going to reap just what you sow.
You're listening to The Agenda.
It's all about your news and your views.
Only on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Who is our special guest here in studio today? Well, it is none other than recording artist Heather Small, award-winning recording artist Heather Small, the voice of band M People, a solo artist who went on to have songs affiliated with so many different organisations and, of course, individuals, none more so than Oprah Winfrey as well. I mean, there's one we haven't talked about enough as yet. And you got to meet the great Oprah Winfrey on a number of occasions.
Well, you say a number of occasions like we're the best of friends. Let's not get carried away.
Okay, all right then. Oprah's best friend over there.
C'est moi, not. What it was, I was away I was on holiday in Bali actually, and I got a call from a manager saying, you'll never guess who's made contact. And I said, Oprah's people have contacted us and she loves the song and she'd like you to come over and sing it, you know, for her anniversary and her time in the business. And Oprah calls, one goes. So I went to Chicago to the house that Oprah built. It's like blocks long. She was fantastic. Did the song on the show. She was very warm to me. It was humbling, really.
Really?
Yeah, because it's somebody that I really admire.
Yeah.
You know, she's gone through a lot. And to be able to take that and help other individuals by being so honest herself, because that's the hardest thing for us to be, honest with ourselves and then honest with others. It takes a lot. But the minute that you are, people become different people because you've shared yourself. And she was able to share herself. And in doing so, she made everybody else breathe a sigh of relief and then say, you know what? I've got this happening or I've got that happening. And just to let people know that it's human. It's human, and everything that we go through is easy to judge.
Mm.
You know, the hardest thing is to listen and to do something positive about what you've heard.
You talk of doing something positive. We talked about, you know, the positivity that you had with Perfect Day back in 97 for Children in Need. And it's interesting as well, because we'll come back full circle, because earlier on this year, you were involved, very much involved, in fact, leader of a great collaboration of artists for another cause that is very close to your heart, Homeless Worldwide. It's resulted in another extraordinary piece of music.
Knows when. Who knows where? But I'm strong enough to carry.
So that's just a little snippet of Homeless Worldwide. He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother, featuring our special guest here in studio, the one and only Heather Small, along with a who's who of the industry as well. So whose idea was that, Heather?
It was the founder's idea, actually, Jenny Roberts. She wanted to do something that would bring awareness to the plight of the homeless in a way that would be accessible to people and long-lasting, you know. And she said that her brother, he loved music. Mm. And so that was one of the ways to honour his memory and to gather momentum and awareness. Mm. So she just asked a lot of people if they'd come along. And they all said yes. And I went down. It was 2 days. It was difficult because, you know, the subject matter. And like I said, it was a legacy to her brother. But the warmth and the goodwill that was there, it was a real feeling of community and family. So in that sense, two very positive days. And then I loved the end result because it's not easy, like we were saying before, to put all those voices together. Yeah. It was like Peter Andre, very different from my voice. And you think the producer, Pete Kirtley, great ear, because it sounds seamless and it's emotive. It's a good piece of music because it makes you think as well. Mm. And I do subscribe to the fact that sometimes we are our brother's keepers. Yeah. And you know, the more vulnerable in society, whatever your strength is and you have an abundance of, you know, you must share it.
Heather, you mentioned and speak very passionately there about the reason behind that recording in loving memory of Darren James, who was one of 597 people who lost their lives homeless on the streets of the UK, which
it's
is unheard
shocking,
of in this day and age.
Absolutely shocking figure. And that's the thing, like I said, about the awareness, because obviously as well we want to take people off the streets, and we've had an initiative in South Shields, but that every 19 hours, somebody dies on the street. Mm. People don't know these facts. Mm. And like I'm always saying, that you become this invisible non-person, and it's not acceptable. The statistic is just way, way too high. And on the streets of London or any other major city, even in, they're saying, in the countryside, something that I hadn't thought of before, homelessness in the countryside, I didn't think this existed. Mm. It's so prevalent. You walk a few hundred yards, there's a homeless person. Mm. And you can be homeless for any reason. You know, there's families, everybody's, you know, two paychecks away from the street. And it might not exactly be two, but it's only a few. Mm. And you can find yourself homeless for many reasons, through fire, flood, something that man-made disaster, or just the fact that, you know, the landlord puts up the rent and then you can no longer afford where you are, or you lose your job and your life is turned upside down for any manner of reason, a death in the family. And so I just want people to understand that, like I said before, it's not judgment that we need. It's some kind of empathy.
This is your forum and this is your chance to set the agenda.
Join the conversation on Dubai i103.8.
Award-winning singer, songwriter and recording artist Heather Small is our special guest here in studio. Really appreciate all the lovely comments that are coming through from listeners out there expressing their gratitude for all the smiles that Heather has helped to put on their faces down the years. Thank you so much indeed for those comments. Keep them coming in. And we're also talking, Heather, about your role as an ambassador of Homeless Worldwide. It strikes me as well, I know I mentioned earlier the fact that, you know, you've always been quick to give your time to good causes. And, you know, down the years, you've been involved in anti-bullying campaigns, raising awareness for those with mental illnesses. Asthma UK, you're also doing bits and pieces with. What was it about the homeless, not just in the UK, but worldwide, that made you say, you know what, I'm giving my time to this now?
Because I think that there's certain things that individuals have a right to. Mm. And safe, warm shelter is a right. And it's just not being addressed.
Mm.
It's so prevalent. Like I said, it is worldwide. And sometimes, you know, people just need to understand how it's a dilemma.
Yeah.
It's, and in the UK, for me right now, it's a real dilemma.
Mm.
And we've got children who are in bed and breakfast. You're only supposed to be in there for about 6 weeks. They've been in there 2 years.
Mm.
And when they say bed and breakfast, it's usually a room for a family. Oh, that can't be acceptable. And we have names for homeless now, rough sleeping, sofa surfing. And you give it a name and then you put it in a box and that's it. No, that's not right at all. Homeless is homeless. Well, however you come to it, it has to be addressed. And like I say, it's an issue of safety. And now you see things that happen to the homeless.
Mm.
You know, like I say, non-person, people attacking them physically, verbally and physically. It's to say they're a target now. They're a target, an open target, a legitimate target. I don't subscribe to that. I could never subscribe to that. And you see, and it's there all of the time. I will walk down the street and I will see, if I walk for half an hour, I will see at least 5 homeless people.
Yeah, and that was something that really struck me when I was back in the UK over the summer as well, and in a big city like London. There seems to be more prevalent. Is it, you know, we could get all political here and start talking about Brexit. We could start talking about the change in demographics, etc. Why is it now? Well, it seems that as we get more advanced in times and technology, there are more problems on our streets.
I think sometimes we just get anaesthetised.
Yeah.
We just become numb to it because you see it so often. But if you take it, if you look into anybody's individual case, you cannot be numb to it. It's horrendous.
Mm.
And I think you say, why now? Because it's just so prevalent.
Yeah.
It's just in your face all of the time. And it's one thing to be ignorant and do nothing. You can't know facts. You can't know figures. You can't know people and do nothing.
Mm. You're not doing nothing. You are doing everything at the moment. You're giving your precious time. You mentioned at the beginning that you're back in the studio. You've got big plans in terms of performances, recording, new albums, etc. And yet, you still get time to travel the world to spread this message and others. It's called Homeless Worldwide. Is this a message you're taking to other parts of the world?
Well, here I am in Dubai.
Ta-da!
And Tom, I live in London. So I've been to Malta, I've been to Gibraltar. It is something that, because it's a worldwide issue.
Yeah.
It's for governments, it's for big business, it's for charitable endeavours, foundations, everybody. It's a job for everybody. It's so huge. No one individual or organisation can do this alone.
Mm.
So we go around, we spread awareness, we want to have people understand what we're doing, go to the webpage and have a look and see how they can help and what they can do. And, you know, we say worldwide, we've got somebody, you know, I'm British born of Caribbean extract. And so we've got a lot of people like myself, you know, we've got Diamond Dougal, who is British, of Indian descent, and he is he's our man in India.
Mm.
So, you know, we're not resting on laurels. Wherever homeless is and wherever we're needed, we will be.
Mm. If people want to find out more, because as you mentioned, it is an issue worldwide. You know, we're talking to an audience here who come from countries from all across the globe. That's one of the beauties of Dubai, that you've got so many different nationalities here. All will have a heart, all will have a conscience, all will maybe want to try and do something and raise more awareness back home. How do they do it? What's the best way for people to get involved?
The best way is to go to the webpage, I would say. Mm. It's homelessworldwide.org.uk. And have a look and see what we're doing and some of the people that we've helped as an organisation and see what you can do, you know.
Mm. Heather, we could talk for hours. In fact, we probably will. You know, it doesn't matter about the rest of the presenters for the rest of the day. You know, let's just crack on. But I know that you are, your time is precious. I know that you're here with your dear friend as well. You got big plans for the coming days here in Dubai?
Just enjoy myself.
Good.
Hang with my friends and eat quite a bit. It's always good because, you know, a diverse culture always makes for really good food.
It does indeed, yeah, doesn't it? Just. Last question from me. We've talked in our discussion about a number of sort of alliances and allegiances that you've built up during your career, be it that relationship with that best friend relationship, BFF friend relationship with Oprah Winfrey, or, of course, the collaborations you've done for Children in Need or otherwise. The Olympics is also there or thereabouts. I mean, you are a voice that is synonymous with Olympic Games now.
Yes, they came to me and asked if I would let them use Proud for the sound bit. They said they'll send me over the VT so that I could watch it. And they put Proud on there. And I thought, have to let them do it. And I'm interested in that, you know, like I said before, but being my brother's keeper, but also that human endeavor, that strength, that power, and what makes somebody, you know, get knocked down, get back up. And sport is a great analogy, you know, because it's hard, it's tough. And sometimes there's no glory. When you're training, there's no glory. And you do everything for that little bit of glory at the end. But your heart has to be in it. If your heart's not in it, it doesn't matter about the glory in the end. It's also the journey.
Yeah.
So I love that. And you've got just that amount of time to prove yourself. All that hard work. And it fascinates me. Absolutely fascinates me. Because it's not just about... It's all heart, mind and spirit.
We are going to play out with one of the classics, a bit of M People. We've heard, you know, the song that you are renowned for the world over, which is part of your solo recording career as well. But it all started with them people, the M People as well. Do you look back on those days as great days?
You know, I don't look back so much, but after being in it over 25 years, you think to yourself, I'm happy with that. Yeah. You know, I'm never going to be the richest. I'm never going to be the most famous. But the legacy of work, not only that, that just the still that I have this absolute joy for singing and performing, it will never leave me.
Thankfully. That's all I can say. Thankfully. Listen, can't thank you enough. Thanks so much,
Louis,
for being with us. All the best with the new material that you're talking about there, and all the best with your new role as Ambassador of Homeless Worldwide.
Ambassador Director.
Ambassador Director. Mm-hmm. If you want to find out more information, then get yourself onto the website. They're all over social media as well, and see how you can help raise awareness for Homeless Worldwide. Heather Small, enjoy your time with your friends. Enjoy your time here. Do come back soon, though, won't you?
Most definitely.
Please, please, anytime soon. Our thanks to Heather Small, our very special guest here in studio.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.